टू टेक वन सेंट। वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ जप ग्रुप। टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू रीड द कोट। इफ यू टेक वन सेंट फ्रॉम समबडी एल्स विदाउट डूइंग समथिंग गुड और गुड टू हिम और विदाउट एक्सचेंजिंग समथिंग देन यू आर डेप्टर एंड यू हैव टू पे हिम विथ इंटरेस्ट एंड कंपाउंड इंटरेस्ट। दैट इज द लॉ ऑफ कर्म। न्यू वृंदावन, June 16, 1969. Very nice quote. So today we are fortunate to her grace, to have her grace, Amal Manjari Mataji, on the topic Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand chapter 9 verse number 25 to verse number 31. Thank you very much, Mataji. Dandavat pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very, very valuable time and association to us, Mataji, this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Wow, amazing. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I'm here mainly for everyone's association. It's so amazing to be in the association of devotees and to learn from everyone. So I humbly beg that please give me your blessings that I can serve you. So let's start with prayers. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langhayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Krita Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Grama Tarine Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. That's it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Welcome again to the Chaitanya Bhagavat reading. It's such an amazing good fortune, unimaginable good fortune. Like how in we hear Brahmanda Brahmide Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. So after wandering in millions of Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, different wombs of different mothers traveling, and then finally we get the shelter of, finally we get one human birth, and then again, you know, maybe Gyanis bahunam janmanam andet jnanavan mam prapadyade. After many lifetime becoming a jnani, maybe we got some mercy of a devotee. At least I can say for myself, I don't know how many lifetimes and whatever ways I have traveled. And then finally to come to this Kali Yuga, this particular Kali Yuga, which is immediately after Lord Krishna has personally come, the avatari, not sending someone, Krishna personally came. And then after that, when Lord Chaitanya came, and that after 500 years, if we get to take birth in this world, and that too in this particular universe, in this earth planet, if we just think for some time, where all in the, like in the whole material creation, where all I could have been, and of all places, somehow by some mercy, some unimaginable mercy, inconceivable mercy, gets the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's movement. And then in that itself, you can wander around anywhere. Why should I come in the association of devotees where they are discussing Chaitanya Bhagavat? You know, like, okay, there are Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Okay, Bhagavad Gita is more common, then we may attend some Bhagavatam classes, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, but where in the world we get Chaitanya Bhagavat? You know, many devotees even won't know about Chaitanya Bhagavat, and here we are relishing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So in the beginning, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, I am not writing in any chronology, because I'm just writing whatever ecstasy I get. No, so we can see Chaitanya Bhagavat is not in a chronological order. So we can find pastimes, something which happens later will come first. Then what happened first may come later. Why? Because it's full of ecstasy. So we are so fortunate. For me, yes, it's an unimaginable good fortune to discuss Chaitanya Bhagavat like verse by verse in the association of devotees. So very grateful for the opportunity. And I was thinking, whoever got this idea of discussing Chaitanya Bhagavat, like my koti koti pranams to that devotee, because it's so rare. I've not seen anywhere else Chaitanya Bhagavat discussion, and it is full ecstatic in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So today we are discussing from verse 25 of Adi Leela, and on like when Priti Vilasini Mataji asked me if I can, then I was thinking, okay, no, and then I said, okay, Lord Nityananda, okay, let us hear about Lord Nityananda. No, who can what a great thing it is to discuss about Lord Nityananda, because we may know about Krishna, we can, like Radharani, it's very difficult to know who is Radharani. Then Lord Chaitanya, how we can understand Lord Chaitanya, that Krishna himself came as a devotee and doing like a devotee, Channa Avatar, because when we see, if someone is telling, suppose we go for a function, maybe for a wedding, and there is someone who comes like in a very special car, and someone is going, opening the door of the car, and he comes and they have got so many people with him, and very special treatment they are getting. Then we look, okay, this person, who is this person? Oh, this, he's a celebrity. Now our attention automatically goes there because a person is coming in that way. Now, suppose a person just walks in like an ordinary person, like everyone else, comes and that person is sitting next to us, and then we are okay, and then casually you just ask, okay, from where are you, what's your name or something, and then we realize that person is a celebrity. Why? Because we didn't realize, even though the person was sitting next to us, because they didn't show that they are a celebrity. So the same way, when Krishna came, Krishna said, okay, I am God. From the beginning, from the time when he appeared in this world till the end, every time Krishna showed, yes, I am the Supreme, and Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. How Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna orders us, Krishna demands that we surrender to Krishna. So Krishna is coming in that way. See, I am Krishna, I am the Supreme Lord. still, when Radharani gets upset with him, he is like very humble. Otherwise, to the general people, he is still the Lord. But here, Lord Chaitanya, when he comes, he is like a devotee, like one among us. You know, just okay, chant Hare Krishna and this, and can't even make out. So then only those who are intelligent. And that is why Srimad Bhagavatam says that only those who are intelligent will take up this. Yatnyair Sankirtana Prayer Ejanti Hi Sumedha Saha. Who will do this yatnya? Sumedha Saha. Why? Because it needs intelligence to understand that the Lord Chaitanya is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if we use our intelligence, we can understand very easily. How do we understand? Like easiest, one person told me when he started coming for the programs, he was telling that we were discussing about Shikshashtakam. Then he said, when I read the Shikshashtakam and I saw that all the information that is there in the Vedas and whatever scriptures in the world, whatever information is there, it is there in these 8 verses. Then I understood Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who other than God himself can put this whole information in 8 verses? So if we use our intelligence a little, we can easily understand that Lord Chaitanya is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Lord Chaitanya, okay, sometimes, you know, he showed, when we read about Lord Chaitanya, we can see how he showed the universal form, Mahaprakash Leela, and from childhood onwards, he is showing some pastimes. So we can understand. Now, what about Lord Nityananda Ram? Really, like even an avadhuta, he's walking around like an avadhuta. So simple. And akarodha paramananda nityananda ram. Doesn't even get angry. Doesn't even show any seriousness of Balram. The same Balram who killed Romaharshana Suta with a blade of grass, in another way, Lord Nityananda is holding a grass in between his teeth and begging everyone, please chant Hare Krishna. So how we understand Lord Nityananda? Because he is really akarodha, not getting angry, and avadhuta, very simple. So it requires even more intelligence to understand, to accept, and to appreciate Lord Nityananda. And very merciful comes, we hear again and again that Lord Nityananda is Adi Guru. So we meet our spiritual master. Spiritual master tells us, yes, he is Lord Nityananda. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, we can easily approach Lord Chaitanya and then Radha Krishna. So it's like I'm just taking this few minutes to just come to our, just to bring into our consciousness of that it is a very unimaginable good fortune to get this opportunity to hear about Lord Nityananda, to even know, even hear the name of Lord Nityananda, and to hear the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. How fortunate we are. So we will see what we are going to hear. Like from the previous days, we have seen that Lord Nityananda was in his childhood. How Vrindavanadas Thakur says that he was hiding himself. He was hiding till Lord Chaitanya introduced him to the world. Till then, he was hiding. And that we have heard the past times, we'll hear it later when how in Nandanacharya Bhavan, how Lord Chaitanya goes and tells, okay, Nityananda is here. So that is why Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, only by the mercy of Krishna we can find our Guru. The same way, only by the Lord's mercy and by Guru's mercy we can know about Lord Nityananda. So I will share the screen so we can read. Okay. From verse 25. Yes. So 25. Okay. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद टेक्स्ट 25 आदिलीला चैप्टर 9 आदिखंड चैप्टर 9 याहार बालक तारा किछु नहीं बोले सबे स्नेह करिया राखे ना लाइला को लाइया कोले. The children's parents did not complain. Rather, they would affectionately embrace Nityananda. When was that? What did he do? Yes. The boys never left Nityananda's association to go home, but continued sporting with him day and night. But the children's parents did not complain. Even though the boys were always with Lord Nityananda, who will not? Like long back, like I was telling one of my friends that I don't feel any, I'm not feeling that attraction for Lord Nityananda. And then she looked at me like I'm a demon. You know, you don't feel anything for Lord Nityananda. How is it possible? No, so he is so kind, and he's like, who cannot love Lord Nityananda? In the same way, one Mataji long back, she was giving Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita class in the temple, and that was about Lord Nityananda. And she was telling, like, Lord Nityananda is like this, Lord Nityananda, like, you know, so much about Lord Nityananda. And then after the class, I was telling her, the way you were telling about Lord Nityananda, it is as if, like, you know, someone tells about, like, very dear person like that. And then she was telling that, yeah, I actually wanted to say, like, among all other qualities that she was telling about Lord Nityananda, and I wanted to say Lord Nityananda is so handsome, but then I thought that may not be very appropriate, so I didn't say that. So that, like, even a stone-hearted person would love Lord Nityananda. And so we can see here that all natural rules are defied in the case of Lord Nityananda, that even if the boys were with Lord Nityananda day and night, the parents didn't complain, but they also felt so much affection for Lord Nityananda. And that we see later, you know, when after Lord Nityananda leaves, and later on when Janava Mata goes to Ekachakra, he sees this old person sitting there and crying. And he's crying and he's telling, why didn't the sannyasi take my child? He should have taken my child and left Lord Nityananda here. So he couldn't. So that is the way the people of Ekachakra loved Lord Nityananda. Everyone loved Lord Nityananda more than they loved their own children. So, yes, now he's asking, they're asking, text 26, Sabe bole, nahi dekhi hena divya khela, kemane janila shishu eta Krishna lila. They said, we have never seen such transcendental sports. How did this child know so many of Krishna's pastimes? So they are surprised. How did the child know of Krishna's pastimes? And why? What is that extra in this transcendental sports? Like how we can see, I was thinking, like, you know, when we hear, like, if you're, suppose we are reading a newspaper about some event that had happened. And maybe a football match, or maybe any festival, anything that has happened about, maybe suppose we take the example of Christmas celebration in the West. So we have the Christmas celebration, and there is the newspaper coverage or something, you know, or the TV news, something. And we see that, and there are some news that they will say, and we will understand something. But if you meet a person who was there present at that time during the festival or during that particular event, they will be able to say some minute details which is not recorded, because in the news or in the newspaper or in the television, they cannot tell everything in detail. But the person who has been there knows the details. And when we speak to them, they will say, yeah, this is what happened. This is exactly what happened. You know, so those some minute details they will be able to say because they were personally present there. So the same way when Lord Nityananda enacts the pastimes, there will be some minute details which otherwise is not available. So that is why, see, everyone knows Ramayana and Krishna's pastime is everything, but they are finding it so nice because it is exactly like how it happened. Why? Because Lord Nityananda was present and he knows all the details about it. So we will see what are some of the pastimes that he did. We saw how he did the Krishna's pastimes. So now, text 27. कोनादीना पत्रेरा गदिया नाग गणा जले आया लाया सकल शिशु गणा. One day the Lord made snakes out of leaves and then took his friends to the water. In this verse, the word naga gana refers to the replicas of Kaliya and the other serpents, and the word jale refers to the water of the lake within the Yamuna. So he's taking everyone to do the Kaliya pastime. Then text 28. Janpadiya padekeha acheshta haya chaitanya karaya pache apani asiya. One of them jumped into the water and remained there inert. Later the Lord brought him back to consciousness. Sorry. Now commentary. This pastime is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:15:47 to 52 as follows. Once surrounded by his boyfriends, Krishna went without Balarama to the Yamuna River, where the cows and cowherd boys became afflicted by thirst and were feeling acute distress from the glaring summer sun. When they drank the water of the Yamuna River that had been contaminated by the serpent's poison, all the cows and boys lost their consciousness and fell lifeless at the water's edge. At that time, Lord Krishna, the master of all masters of mystic potency, felt compassion for them and immediately brought them back to life by showering his nectarian glands upon them. So here we can see that Lord Nityananda took everyone to the river to play the Kaliya pastime. So here we see that once Krishna went without Balarama to the Yamuna River, we all know that there are two pastimes that Lord Balaram doesn't directly take part. One is the Kaliya pastime and one is the Aghasura pastime. In these two pastimes, we don't see Balaram because the Ananta Shesh, no? So these two pastimes, Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book also, that chapter, no, the Brahma Vimohana Leela. Why no? Everyone came to know about Aghasura pastime only 1 year later. Even Balaram didn't tell or Balaram, after some time he understood that the cowherd boys are Krishna himself. Why? Because Aghasura pastime, he didn't go because it was his birthday, so he didn't go, he stayed back. So like this two pastimes, the Kaliya and Aghasura, Balaram didn't go. But here Nityananda Prabhu is enacting that one also. So this is, yes, they went now. So this is the Kaliya pastime. So they enacted the Kaliya pastime and Nityananda Prabhu, what did he do? Later the Lord brought him back to consciousness. One child acted as if his life is gone because of the Kaliya, and Lord Nityananda brought him back to consciousness. Now text 29. Yes, this is nice. Konadina talavane shishu gana laya shishu sange talakaya dhenuka maria. Another day, the Lord and his friends went to Talavan, where they killed Dhenukasura and then ate tala fruits. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:15:21, Talavana is described as Sumahadvanam Talali Sankulam, a very great forest filled with rows of palm trees. The words Dhenuka Maria mean by killing the demon Dhenuka. This pastime is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:15:32 as follows. Lord Balarama seized Dhenuka by his hooves, whirled him about with one hand and threw him into the top of a palm tree. The violent wheeling motion killed the demon. So this, I don't know how many of the devotees watch this little Krishna, and there it's very nicely depicted. So usually these days, especially with devotee children, the devotee children knows all these pastimes because they watch these cartoons, the little Krishna especially, and they know all the demon pastime, how they are killed and all the dialogues. We even did in one festival, we had it like play some sentence from little Krishna, and the children could immediately say, oh, this is this pastime, at this time Krishna is telling this. No, so children know, children are like, they like, and we can see also, like, especially the boys, when they see all this, you know, hero, and that is special about Krishna's pastimes, that even children can enjoy these pastimes. And that is why that the four qualities that Krishna has, that Leela Madhuri, so this Krishna's pastimes, childhood pastimes, even the small children, they also feel connected, they can also relish Krishna's pastimes. So in this Dhenuka pastime, especially, you know, how he is like whirling him, you know, and then just throwing at the Dhenuka Sudai just lands on top of the palm tree. And in that motion itself, he has died. So Balram, his bala, the strength is so much. And then I think in that he says, no, in the, that's a little Krishna, but he's, is it in Dhenuka pastime that the Balram says, yeah, Krishna, you know, he likes to do some, maybe delay, you know, do some fighting, and the other person maybe lose a little, and then Krishna comes up. But Balram just takes balls through, done. You know, so it's so amazing to see how Balram's pastimes, and also, I'm sure most of the devotees will know this also, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the explanation how the demons were killed by Krishna, what they represent. And in that, each demon, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the explanation, like Putana, false guru. So Putana represents the false guru. So who comes and cheats, like acts like a guru, but not actually a guru. So if you see, suppose if we take Putana's pastime, when Putana comes as dressed like a very nice lady, and then all the Brajavasis think, oh, this is some apsara who has come down. So she's able to cheat everyone. And when she comes in front of Krishna, she cannot hide it. Krishna will bring out that. So we are also, many of the devotees, or like maybe 90% of the devotees, many of them whom we speak to, we will know, I went to that guru, this guru, and finally the search ended in Krishna and under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So we go, you know, somehow Krishna saved us, and we all feel, whoever has gone to those fake gurus, can, when we think back, we can see that Krishna somehow saved me from that. So that fake guru is represented by Putana. Like that, we can find all the demons, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives what they represent. So like that, this Dhenukasura is also there. So Dhenukasura also represents ignorance. So this ignorance of the actual spiritual knowledge. Now, what is the difference between Putana, or Putana represents fake guru, that fake guru and ignorance? Like if these both are anarthas that we need to overcome. Now, fake guru, there is no way we can understand, because as human beings, we have the four defects, that we will be cheat others also, we can get cheated also. There is no way to understand. So even when any of us who have gone to this, or who went to the fake guru first, some inner voice told us, no, something wrong. No, someone else told us, some inner voice. It's not from our intelligence actually. So we need Krishna's help to understand a fake guru. But now if we see ignorance of spiritual knowledge, how do we understand that? We need to read the books. Who will read the books? Like how we say, you know, many, especially among, not Indians exactly, but everyone generally says, you know, the time has not come. When Krishna wants me to come to the temple, I will come to the temple. When Krishna wants me to read Bhagavad Gita, I will read Bhagavad Gita. But no, it's not Krishna. When Krishna wants, Krishna always wants us to go back to him. So it's not Krishna who should make us read the book, we should read the book. So our endeavor is needed more in reading books, understanding spiritual knowledge, and overcoming this ignorance. So we can see the difference that the in the case of Dhenukasura, where the demon represents that ignorance, we have to work, we have to put the effort to learn the spiritual knowledge. So that is a difference between the demons killed by Krishna and Balram. Krishna, the demons that Krishna killed represents the anarthas which we need the help of Krishna. We cannot do on our own. We need, but like if we see that and the demons that Balram killed are the ones which we need to put the effort. So which is more difficult? More difficult is the one which we need to put the effort. Other one is, Krishna, please save me, and Krishna saves. But here we need to put the effort. Like another example is lust. How do we, we'll see that. No? How do we overcome lust? We have to put the effort. And then when we sincerely pray to Krishna, then Balaram will give us the ability to overcome the lust. So the demons that Balram kills represents the anarthas that we need to ourselves work on. So that's why Balram, like we really need the mercy of Balram, really need the mercy of Lord Nityananda to overcome those anarthas, because that we need to work on. You know? So the Dhenuka represents ignorance, and then going and hearing false philosophies and Mayavadis and all those. This Balram represents those demons. Okay, so yeah, let's see the next one. 30. Oh, okay. 30. Shishu Sange Goshthe Giya. Nana Krida Kare Baka Agha Vatsasura Kari Tadha Mare. Nityananda and his childhood friends went into the fields and enjoyed various pastimes such as the killing of Bakasura, Akhasura, and Vatsasura. Regarding Goshte Nana Krida, various pastimes in the pasturing fields, the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.11.39-40 states, sometimes Krishna and Balram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones, and sometimes their ankle bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bale and amlaki. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly. And sometimes they would imitate the voice of the animals. The killing of Bakasura is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.11.51 as follows. When Krishna, the leader of the Vaishnavas, saw that the demon Bakasura, the friend of Kamsa, was endeavoring to attack him, with his arms he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. And in the presence of all the cowherd boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated him, as a child splits a blade of virana grass. By thus killing the demon, Krishna very much pleased the denizens of heaven. The killing of Aghasura is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.30.31 as follows. When the invincible supreme personality of Godhead Krishna heard the demigods crying, alas, alas, from behind the clouds, he immediately enlarged himself within the demon's throat just to save himself and the cowherd boys, his own associates, from the demon who wished to smash them. Then, because Krishna had increased the size of his body, the demon extended his own body to a very large size. Nonetheless, his breathing stopped. He suffocated and his eyes rolled here and there and popped out. The demon's life air, however, could not pass through any outlet, and therefore it finally burst out through a hole in the top of the demon's head. The killing of Vatsasura is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.11.43 as follows. Thereafter, Sri Krishna caught the demon by the hind legs and tail, twirled the demon's whole body very strongly until the demon was dead, and threw him into the top of a kapita tree, which then fell down along with the body of the demon, who had assumed a great form. Okay, so these are the demons which were killed by Krishna, and those were enacted by Lord Nityananda. So these pastimes of Krishna in itself are so relishable. And then, you know, here we are getting a mix of Lord Krishna's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And we know that all the personalities and the in all the leelas, they come in, you know, in every leela. And we know that in Krishna's pastime, Krishna kills the demons, but in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, if he's thinking of killing the demons, then everyone would have to be killed. So Lord Chaitanya kills the demoniac mentality. Instead of killing the demon themselves, here we can see Krishna's killing all the demons, but in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Lord Chaitanya kills the demoniac mentality, so, and gives us that pure love of Krishna so easily available. That is why we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita that anarpita charim, anarpita means which no other incarnation has ever given before. That love of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya gives. So here we can see Krishna's killing all the demons. Yes, they get the Sayujya Mukti. They merge into the body of Brahma, the body of Krishna, into the Brahman, becomes the get the Sayujya Mukti. But Lord Chaitanya gives the love of Godhead, where we can serve Lord Chaitanya. And if you think about it, that what qualification do we have to serve Lord Chaitanya, to serve Krishna? If you look even like 40 years before or 50 years before the standard, even 10 years before, what was the standard of worship? And the cleanliness that people followed. We cannot do that. No. So by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we are able to do all this. So it's always good to meditate and go through Lord Chaitanya. That's why Srila Prabhupada gave us this Archana Vidhi, where we go through Lord Chaitanya. When we are doing Aarti, we get the permission of Guru, Param Guru, then Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, and then do the Aarti for Krishna. Because if we directly go to Krishna, all what we get is Seva Aparadha. Because it's practically impossible to do the perfect archana now. In any way, basic cleanliness only, it's difficult. You know, what about all other things that we see? So Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, and Lord Nityananda, Adi Guru, is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya, that he can overlook all the faults that we do and give us pure love for Krishna. Who else can give us? So here in these pastimes, we see Krishna is killing all the demons, but Lord Nityananda is just helping us to reach Krishna by helping us to overcome all these anarthas. So actually, I was thinking that the different demons, like there are different demons that Krishna kills and represents the anartha. So these are all very practical for us also, that we should take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of Lord Nityananda. And the sometimes, you know, like how Arjuna asks in Bhagavad Gita, even though we know that, even though someone may know that the sense gratification, like working for sense gratification, is not good. Trying to gratify the senses is not good. We should control our senses. But then still we commit sinful activities as if we are forced. So which shows that we ourselves doesn't have much control over the things that should be done or shouldn't be done. So that is why this depending on Lord Nityananda is so important. And also reading these pastimes. This reading these pastimes, like how Samantaka Jewel, the Bhala Shruti of these pastimes in Krishna Leela, we can see that in like if someone is getting bad name, you know, someone tells something bad about someone which they have not done, then the chapter to read is Samantaka Jewel. Because Krishna is defamed there, talking that, oh, Krishna killed Satrajit's son to take the Samantaka jewel, and Krishna goes, gets the jewel back, and they say, oh, okay, yeah, Krishna has not done it. So if you read, then we will not get these bad names. So like that, each different pastimes has that their Bhala Shruti. So we can see like how Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us that each, what is the quality, the anartha that each demon represents. So when we read those pastimes, these anarthas will automatically go. That is why Srila Prabhupada, that we can understand why Srila Prabhupada said read Krishna book every day. We don't have to read the shlokas, we don't have to read the translation and the purport, just the story is given in Krishna book. So every day, if we read these pastimes of the demons, how Krishna and Balram killed, that in itself will help us to overcome the anarthas. Okay, so Pralambasura. Pralambasura is the lusty, like how I said earlier. The Pralambasura represents this anartha of illicit sex. No, so we have to remove the desire for sexual pleasure. That we have to work on that. That lust, we need to work ourselves on that. And Balram helps us. So the different demons that Balram kills, that represents the anarthas that we need to work on. So like this we can see, and also yes, we have this desire for pratishtha, desire for honor, you know, that like we are thinking, yes, I shouldn't have this desire for pratishtha, but Krishna, what can I do? I just desire it. So Balram helps us. Lord Nityananda helps us, because this Pralambasura represents this desire for honor also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Pralambasura is representing this also. So like how Balram killed Pralambasura, the same way Lord Nityananda, Balram will help us to overcome these anarthas. So these are very, very important to read these pastimes and understand. That is why the life of a devotee is very easy. Like we are ourselves personally, I have experienced, I always think about it, that when we come to Krishna consciousness, we may have some anarthas, like maybe getting angry, and all of us, like most of the people, when they're coming to Krishna consciousness at that time, they have that ego, you know, so the false ego is so strong, or I, that mentality of I. You know, some people, they, when they come to the room, like if there is a group of people sitting, and if they're coming inside the room, they cannot just quietly come and sit there. They have to make their presence felt. So we will see that in the beginning devotee may be like that, but over a period of time, by doing devotional service, that desire for pratishtha will get reduced. They'll be able to come slowly, sit, and not trying to get the attention of everyone. And they may not even consciously work on it. That is the difference between other even spiritual organizations or personality development organizations and Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, we just serve Krishna, all these anarthas will just go away one by one. Some anarthas we won't even realize when it went away, because in the beginning we may not be even aware that that anartha we have got. But just by serving Krishna, serving Balram, these anarthas will automatically go away. So Krishna consciousness is such a nice process where anarthas will go away, the unwanted qualities will go away without we working on it. So it is so easier, so much easier a process than any other process. So especially by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, everything is possible. Sometimes we may think, oh, this bad habit, I can never overcome that. Sometimes people think, no, that when they come to Krishna consciousness, they will say, okay, everything is okay, but this one thing, I don't think I'll be able to give up this one. So I don't think I'll be able to take initiation ever, because I cannot stop eating fish, or I cannot stop drinking, I cannot stop smoking. So I don't think I will anytime get initiation. But then, you know, before they realize, before anyone else realizes, they have stopped the habit, chanting 16 rounds every day, getting up in the morning, all nice, and they here taken initiation, and then within a few years, finished the business in the material world, went back to Krishna. Where else can we find such a beautiful process? Where we even think that, okay, I cannot do it, and then we will be able to do things which we thought we will not be able to, just by the mercy of Balram and Lord Nityananda. Like how Prabhupada says, Bala is both spiritual and physical strength. You know, we need the spiritual strength to overcome all these anarthas, and Balram gives that so easily. So I think we have covered the verses. Yes, still 31. No? Oh, sorry, there's one more. Sorry. Vikale aise ghara goshtira sahite shishugana sange shringa baite. In the afternoon, the Lord and his associates returned home blowing buffalo horns. The musical instrument shringa is made from a horn and is called shinga and vishana. Baite baite comes from the word baya, which is a corruption of the word vadana, which is a corruption of the Sanskrit verb vadi. Okay, so this is like, you know, people ask why we should go back to the spiritual world. What is there? Like, if we look at these pastimes, why will anyone not want to be seeing those pastimes or being in those pastimes, maybe just being one of those associates of Lord Nityananda? No, who will not give up this material world, just be with Lord Nityananda for a moment? No, so yeah, by reading these pastimes, our desire to be with Krishna will increase so much, to be with Nityananda and with Lord Chaitanya will increase so much, and that will automatically help us to increase our taste for the holy name, to be with Krishna, to be with Lord Chaitanya. Okay, so I'll stop here. Is any comments or reflections? Yes. Hi, Mataji. Hare Krishna. So nice to see you.
Hey Krishna, so nice to see you too, and thank you so much Mataji for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very grateful to you. I just loved everything that you said. Your classes are always very pleasant and pleasing to the heart. This is something we keep seeing over and over, so and it's always consistent. So it never changes, and it's so beautiful. Thank you so much Mataji. I just loved a few things that you said. One is when you were glorifying Nityananda and talking about your friend who loved Lord Nityananda, and she went to the point where she said, oh, Nityananda is so handsome. So when you start loving a person to such extent, you definitely see such intense, you have intense love for that person, and everything about that person is beautiful, and that is the aim of our entire Krishna consciousness, is to love Krishna like that. So when you said that, it was so beautiful. And I also like the fact that Lord Nityananda did the pastimes that Balram did not participate in. So that was a new revelation. And it's so beautiful that the Lord did not miss. He did not miss even the pastimes of Kaliya and Naghasura, all of that. So that is so beautiful. And I was just thinking of the mood, like how Lord Nityananda, he was so merciful that when Balram actually took a blade of grass and he cut off Romaharshan Sutta's head, but you said the same Balram with a blade of grass, he kept it between his teeth and he was begging devotees to chant, including Jagai Madai, who were so demoniac. It's so beautiful, Mataji, and definitely the glorification of the process of Krishna consciousness, its simplicity, all of that was beautiful. So grateful to you, Mataji, for accepting our invitation and coming on this call. We are always indebted to you for giving such beautiful, heartfelt sessions. Hare Krishna. I didn't have any question, but if I really scratch my brain, maybe, I don't even know, maybe one question.
I have no one to answer the questions.
Okay, then I'll just leave it there because I really don't know even how to frame the question properly, but it was about Lord Balaram's pastimes. So the reason he would have avoided the snake pastimes is more like he considers, of course you said he's Sesha, but then was it more like, oh, they are my brothers and I don't want to harm them or something, or what do you think was the intention behind that, you know, avoiding?
Yeah, because he, the original, no, Balram, original Ananta Shesh, yes, yeah, that's what I read.
Thank you, Mataji. Yeah, I see a lot of raised hands, so I'll let the take over. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Yes, Anuradha Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances and glories to Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj, thank you. As Priti Vilasini Mataji said, it's always so sweet to hear from you. Thank you, Mataji, for bringing up the sweet. Now, I have two questions, Mataji. Where can we read about this different leelas of asuras that represent our anarthas by Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Where do we read it, Mataji?
This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any online that you can online PDF form of something that you can post later in the group, not now?
Yeah, okay. I can.
Maybe you can give it to Binita Gandharvika Mataji or Priti Vilasani Mataji. They will make it
now because see, it's not that I by heart all these pastimes and everything. So I can.
If you find it later, Mataji, you can forward it anybody to anyone.
I found
from Bhakti Sangha. You found it?
But, you know, there may be so many websites, but we have to see who is the authorized one. No, so
yeah,
see,
that's why I'm asking.
Yes, so this one looks nice. He has given the columns and all each one what they represent. So that's very good. It's an easy one.
Mataji, I had one more question. That as you said that when we come, we don't even know whether we will be able to get over our anathas and our weaknesses, and we will ever get initiation. And then finally, Krishna consciousness is so beautiful that, as Prabhupada says, this is like self-rectifying, you know, as when we go ahead, we keep, like, so many other schools are there, sort of schools where you have to rectify yourself and then you start the process. But Krishna consciousness itself, like, as we do, we get rid of all the anatta. But at the same time, my fear is, once we are initiated and all that stuff, the pride also sits in, Mataji. That, oh, I can do anything in the name of Krishna consciousness, even if I'm bad at this, but I'll be good. And that the confidence may bring in pride. So how to stay away from that, Mataji?
Yeah, I had asked this question long back, like not the same question, similar question, because I was trying to be away from services because I was thinking, what if I become proud? And then I asked one senior devotee, I am scared I will be proud. And then she said, don't worry, Krishna will take care. So as soon as we become proud, Krishna will like make us learn. So we learn it a hard way, but Krishna is kind. You know? So Krishna will take care. In the process, whatever anarthas come, we will eventually get purified. And if our desire is sincere, that itself will take care. And that's one thing from my personal life I saw, that to overcome something, we need to deal with it. We cannot shy away from that. whatever it is. Like if I don't know swimming, I cannot say, oh, I don't know swimming, I am scared, will I drown? So I'm not. But then one day you just get into the water, learn swimming, and done for life. You know, so these anarthas also are like that, you know, just deal with it, finish it. And that is a difference between other processes and Krishna consciousness, because in Krishna consciousness, we deal with the problem. We don't run away from the problem. Whatever is the problem, deal with it. Maybe difficult, but we will overcome. And just like, you know, okay, for me, I was telling, oh, I want to play mridanga. I want to play mridanga. I cannot, not even I want to play mridanga. I was mourning, I cannot play mridanga. I don't know to play mridanga. I did like that. And then one devotee, one small boy, he was very good at playing mridanga. And then he told me, difference is I spend more time with mridanga than you. So the same, then I understood, okay, I need to learn. If I have to spend time to learn. So the same way, whatever, okay, if this is the way, okay, let me deal with it and finish it. So these, sometimes mind can be tricky. That mind will say, don't do it because you are doing it because you want to get fame. And then we will say, okay, I'm not doing, I don't want to get the fame. That is again Maya's attack or the mind tricking us. Saying that, okay, don't do it because you're doing that for name and fame. And then, oh, we get this false humility and then we don't. So the other way to deal with it is, like my experience or how I deal with it is, I just think, okay, before this, was I able to do all this? No, which means it's not me. It's someone helping me. And who is helping me? My spiritual master, Param Guru, they are helping me. It is not me. So it helps us to deal with those. And also, anytime when someone, you know, tells us something good or when we feel we are good at something, then I just think, okay, you know, this is an offering to my guru and Param Guru who has empowered me or who has given me this ability to do it. Otherwise, like, you know, who will think? That, you know, if you ask my school teacher or something, that, oh, I'm giving a class in Bhagavatam or Chaitanya or Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, they might say, you know, like they will think, oh, she, you know, like how we have that that pastime, you know, the story that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, no, that the boy, naked boy. He becomes a judge and still they call you, oh yeah, that boy was running around in the village is naked. No, the Krishna consciousness is such a powerful process. Mukam karoti vachalam, we'll be able to do. So by consciously thinking about it, we will be able to. I hope it answers your question, Madhiji. I'm just telling from my limited experience and knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely, Madhiji. Beautiful answer. Thank you so much, Mataji. I'm trying to meditate upon it because it's a thing that has to be realized, that just hearing is one thing, but practicing is another. Thank you so much. And just one little comment, that it's a concocted mental thingy that I was thinking, as Prithivilasini Mataji was saying, that Balaramji wasn't there.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, you know, in the movies, whenever, like when I used to watch movies, that time whenever there will be any snake movie, there are so many in Bollywood, whichever personality is a snake and come with Ichchadharinag, they will be so handsome, you know. And I was just connecting that point with the Mataji's point, the other Mataji who said that Balaram was so handsome, Nityananda Prabhu is so handsome. Usually whoever is a snake personality in the movies, they'll make sure that personality is the most beautiful one in the entire movie. So I was just thinking. So that's the point. Nice. Thank you so much, Mataji, once again. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very beautiful Mataji, very beautiful class as always. It's nice to see you smiling and giving the class. Very nice. And the way you bring in the enthusiasm to hear, it's very nice, Mataji, the way you are telling, like, who will do the Chaitanya Bhagavat? You know, it's such a great thing. It's very, very auspicious to do. Like, you know, the enthusiasm, it's not there in me, but you make us, oh, wow, this is how Chaitanya Bhagavat is glorified. Oh, let me sit and hear today. It is like that. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for bringing in that enthusiasm in me and also everybody who is listening. Thank you, Mataji. And then I really like the point that you are saying that, you know, we search for the time, or we see for the thing, okay, let me do tomorrow, or like you were telling, right, let me go to tomorrow, or let me see when Krishna is calling, then that time I do this task. I'm struggling in reading the books, Mataji, when you mentioned that, you know, when Krishna allows me, I will read the book or something like that. So many times I also feel like that, being, you know, little bit lazy or something, things that it is struggling. I'm like, there is some barrier which is stopping me. Oh, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. That is why I'm not able to do it. But then you just now answered to Mataji that how beautifully, I wanted to ask you how to overcome, but then you answered to Mataji that we have to spend more time there, then we will come out of it. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. I try to spend more time in with the books so that maybe I will come out of that problem of not reading the books. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. And Mataji, I have one question. You said that we have so many anarthas so many bad habits. So when then devotee asks us, okay, do you want to chant 16 rounds or do you want to take initiation? Then we say that, oh, I cannot leave coffee, I cannot leave fish, like that. But then we take initiation, and then still there is a lot of fear in me whether I will continue this. There is long life for us to live, right? We don't know how long we will live. And then I always scared. Taking initiation itself, I was very scared. I was not able to accept that I want to take it. I was doing everything, but then I was very scared. Oh, no, I will do offense. I will not accept Guru. Let me be like this. Let me chant my 16 rounds. But then now after taking, I'm even more scared that whether I will continue this, whether I there is a time where I stop it. So please help me to come out of this anxiety, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your kind words. And you know the source of whatever good is there, you know where what is the source. Okay, this fear, when I was taking like Brahmin initiation, I was thinking, rest of my life, every day, three times Gayatri, how am I going to do it? I was thinking like how, you know, the serious commitment every day chanting 16 rounds and on top of that now three times Gayatri at that specific time, how do I do? And I thought every day I'm brushing my teeth, every day I'm taking meals three times a day, you know, so there are so many things I'm doing every day. So, you know, am I thinking that, oh Krishna, I have to eat every day three times a day, how am I going to do that? No, we don't. So says, like how I'm eating three times a day, I will chant Gayatri three times a day. What is the big deal? And also the same way, I think, you know, sometimes devotees say, okay, you know, are you not scared to take your carry your initiated beads? Like, then I think, am I not carrying my purse all the time? There are so many valuables that I carry with me. So if I can carry that, why can't I carry my beads? I'm just telling how I deal with my mind, because the problem is there only in the mind, not anywhere outside, you know, and this Maya tricks us also. This is what I said, you know, sometimes Maya says, oh, why are you doing the service? You're doing it for getting this everyone's appreciation. So then we think, okay, no, I'm not doing the service. And that is exactly what Kali wants. So we don't give up to that. And also, once His Grace Janivas Prabhu said, we should never underestimate our spiritual master. You know, so this Krishna consciousness is not a battle that we are fighting on our own. You know, like, and especially with preaching, that's why this preaching is very good, that we speak and we have all the whole parampara with us when we are speaking. And the next thing is, when I'm speaking, I am listening. So in my life, whenever my japa goes down, I do a japa workshop. You know, because then I'm speaking about japa, you know, chanting like this, you know, chanting like that, which means I have to hear that much. And then I come back to my, so anytime when I think, like, I always have to improve my japa, but then I just really feel like, oh no, I really need to do something, which I need to improve my japa. This is really going bad. I need to really work on it. At that time I say, okay, let me do a japa workshop. or a japa seminar. And then I speak about japa for 2 hours, and then for that I prepare so much. Then in that way, so when Prithvi Vilasanaji asked me to give the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and then someone was asking me, Mataji, you're giving class, like, you know, I said, yeah, that's the best way for reading and meditating. No, so it's more like the break, you know, that we take from the normal routine. So Krishna consciousness is the break from the material world. So we don't take a break from Krishna consciousness and go to the material world. We take a break from the material world to be in Krishna consciousness. Now, then when we look at it, look at all this Krishna conscious activities as the break thing, like people watch movie to after a whole day, watch movie. For us, after a whole day, read Bhagavatam, read Krishna book, relish that nectar. That is the break. So when we look at Krishna consciousness as the fun thing, or as something which we enjoy, then we don't have this pressure. You know, Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful process. It's so happy. You know, who will not love to run with Lord Nityananda playing the bugle horn, and who will not want to? Or just go with Krishna to the pasturing grounds, or who will not want to do that? So Krishna consciousness is not like a, oh, how am I going to do it? No, like how chanting, what is chanting? Chanting means I'm being with Krishna. Who doesn't want to be with Krishna? Yes, I want to be with Krishna. Okay, when we understand, that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, with intelligence, we cut all these knots that keeps us binding in this material world. The initiation is such a nice process. I know before I got initiated, I couldn't preach to one single person. One single person I have not given the beads and could convince them to chant Hare Krishna. I couldn't convince one person to chant Hare Krishna. After initiation, like, you know, if it was someone else who was empowered, then they would have done more. But after initiation, it was much more easier. You know, so who will get? So when we understand what is a good fortune that we have, then we will appreciate it. And whatever is appreciable, like especially when family people, when you're a mother, you know, you have like how you take care of your child. It's a lifelong. You know, but then we do it. So the same way, this is a thing we just, and Krishna is so kind. We do one thing, Krishna reciprocates. And the more we do, more Krishna reciprocates, more Guru reciprocates. It's such an easy, it's just so easy. But the Kali creeps in by telling, see, whole life, how are you going to do it? Yeah, I do so many things for lifetimes, no? Many lifetimes I've done so much nonsense. For a change, let me do something good for a lifetime, no? Sorry, long answer, but yeah. Yes, Mataji, I hope it helps.
Oh, Mataji, thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. So many practical examples that you have given. The first thing is like, how do we take care of our children or husband for life, a whole life, right? It's a big responsibility. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mataji. That's the same way. And also, we should not underestimate the Guru's power in our life. Not the we alone doing as whatever we are doing. It's only because of Guru's power that is making us to go further in our spiritual life. And the more we do, the more the power and the love will come into our life. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful answer. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
One more point that I was scared of this, you know, like, oh, you know, what if I break the regulative principles and all this? And then in one workshop, Mahatma Prabhu said, you know, he made us do this exercise. Like he said, go through in your mind, what is your greatest fear? Which regulatory principle you will break and go through it and go through that process of breaking it. Okay, you know, I cannot resist tea and one day I drank tea. You know that. Then he said, think of a solution for that and go through it. Okay, if I'm offered tea, then what will I do? Then when we go through that also in the mind, and when that situation comes, we will be able to deal with it better. So that was a very good practical, very, very practical tip that Prabhu gave, that go through that situation in the mind and overcome that situation in the mind. So whenever that situation comes, we know how to deal with it. What if I drink tea? Someone offers me tea and I cannot resist tea and I drank tea. Then we go through a solution. Okay, what will I do? I go to my relative's house and they gave me tea. What will I say? Or they offered me some food with onion, garlic. What will I say? Should I say I'm a Hare Krishna, I'm initiated, I don't drink tea or I don't take onion, garlic? Or will I just say, oh no, I'm allergic to onion and garlic now, so I cannot take. So we got the solution in our head. Or I'm fasting today for something, you know, so I don't take tea. So how do we deal with it? So we deal with it in our mind. When the situation comes, it's very easy for us to deal with that then. That's just another extra point, Mataji. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Mataji, for adding that. And one more thing also I really like is you are telling about chanting beads, carrying initiated beads, carrying with us. Even I recently got initiated, very recent, after that COVID, because I didn't travel anywhere much. So I was always thinking I will never take it outside, only in the house. If I go, I will take another beads because maybe I will lose it. But thank you, Mataji, for giving the very nice answer. That I carry everything with me, along with that my beads, I will make sure that they are secure. Haribol, thank you, Mataji.
Helps us to think also, like when we go somewhere, when we are getting out down from the bus or the train, or we go for a function, going every time, like how we think, you know, now we think, oh, have I taken my mobile? Everywhere we move, we think, where's my mobile? Where's mobile? And then we tune ourselves to think, where's my bead bag? Where's my bead bag? In that way, we are being Krishna conscious also always. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Nitya Mataji, Hare Krishna. Nitya Narasimha Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. It was such an amazing and nectarian class, Mataji. Mataji, you mentioned like that Nityananda Prabhu is a Guru Tattva, and it is difficult to identify who is the right Guru because we are having four defects. But my question is that, Mataji, like for a person who gets a cheating guru, is that also awards by Nityananda Prabhu? And how he can overcome that in his life, if he gets a cheating guru?
Yeah, cheating guru, we need Krishna's mercy, no? Many times devotees ask, how I can find a guru? How I can find who is my guru? How I can find who is my guru? And the answer is pray. Because on our own, okay, there are some ways we can think, but ultimately Krishna has to show us. So that is why the cheating guru is represented by Putana and Krishna kills. So Krishna has to reveal to us the guru. Practical, yes, there are some questions that we can think. So do we hear that guru's lectures and we think, are we able to follow? That is within ISKCON. But then between, like, you know, if I go to some cheating guru, because gurus are like a common thing now, no? Because it's a very easy money-making thing. Like one lady was telling, she paid 250 pounds to get Deeksha. You know, so it's I imagine, and they initiate like 100 people in one day, give some mantra. No, so there are so many cheating gurus are there. So it's not easy to understand, but if we read Prabhupada's books, definitely, you know, and then we know in Bhagavatam, it says in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is teaching us how we understand a guru. Does he follow guru, sadhu, shastra, who is his? Those things are all there. That is only for, like, when we become a devotee, we know. Like, we are talking about general mass of people who doesn't know Bhagavad Gita, who doesn't know, how do they come to ISKCON? How did we come to ISKCON? You know, not because
of record.
Sorry, Prabhu.
Somebody is invited for the programs, and that's how.
Yeah, and we went there and we got that mercy. So bhakti we get only from a bhakta. So the same way guru notices us. Not the disciple choose the guru. Guru chooses us, no? Many times, like so many pastimes we hear how the guru understands who is the disciple. and then tell, or you know, guides or some, like there is one video of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj where he goes, you know, Prabhupada memories, he says that like where he had a guru for so many years, yoga guru, and he teaches him so much, but then every time he asked him initiation, he said, no, I'm not your guru. And then he says, go to ISKCON founder Srila Prabhupada, he is your guru. And then he goes to Prabhupada, take initiation. After few years, he goes back to that yoga guru, and then he asks some question, and then the yoga guru says, don't come again to me, you have got a bona fide guru, all questions you ask him. You know, so Krishna guides all this. You know, so we cannot on our own decide. So Maharaj thought that person is the guru, and he was asking, you know, give me initiation, and he said, no, I won't give you, I'm not your guru. You know, like that. So Krishna only can help us to find the guru. And only Krishna can save us from the cheating guru. Because the cheating guru may be very nice with us, or very will tell whatever we want to hear, but somewhere something will happen where Krishna will. Like I had an experience where I went to a cheating guru long back. And then I went, and he was something about computers and all those. And I was in the computer field. This is like many 25 years before or something. So when he was giving a class to all these people, no one understood about computers, because computers just started at that time. And I was like, yeah, correct. So he noticed me, and he said, oh, only you could understand what I was telling you, because it was about computers. And then he was talking to me. Then I spoke to him. He had spent like one whole day in his place. I saw this thing, everything. Then after 2 years, he came. And then I went and spoke to him again. And I said, do you remember me? And then he said, when did we meet? And I said, I came to meet you 2 years back. And then he looked at me and said, 2 years before we met, and you expect me to remember you? And I thought, if you are my guru, how you don't remember me? Then I said, no, this is not my guru. Then I left. You know, like that, something Krishna will show where we think, oh no, this is not my guru. That is how Krishna will help. As Antaryami, Krishna will guide us. They will reveal, and even with that bogus guru, he's no more. But that time when I was there, I was staying there the whole day, I was there in his house. And then at night he was sleeping, and his servant was one lady, young girl, and the young girl was applying cream in his hand, in his feet, and putting socks, putting this thing, all those, you know. And then I was seeing that somewhere it was saying, like, what kind of guru is this? You know, you're having, like, so many other men are there around. Why can't any man do this? Why do you want a female to do this for you? So somewhere Krishna gives the Dhammi Buddhi Yoga. You know, so that's how we understand. Okay, sorry.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think it is overrun so much. Time is overrun slow. Sorry for the delay. So I think we will stop here now.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Nobody have any question, right? Then I say, Mataji, such a very beautiful class as always. So lovely and sweet and very nice. Such a beautifully you give the answers to all questions. Really, it is too much... attract to my heart these all answers, and so many lessons I could learn from that all answers. And I like that whatever you say, when you are busy in Krishna consciousness, then automatically the material thing go away. And this is a real true I see in my life too, Mataji. So it's very nice. So, and the other thing, by Guru's mercy, you can go to Krishna and you get the mercy of Krishna. So I am waiting for that thing, Mataji. Please pray for me that I can get my Guru as early as possible, Mataji. Yes. So it's very nice. I'm so obliged to you, Mataji. So grateful to you.
Thank you for your kind words, Mataji. Thank you. Yes, that, you know, there are certain things which we will know only after we experience. Having a guru is like that.
Yes,
yeah, it's just like having gulab jamun, you know, till we have the gulab jamun.
Yeah, when we get taste, then we know that.
So I pray, Mataji, with however insignificant my prayers, I pray that you get that, you know, you get to experience that sweetness very, very soon.
Yeah.
We'll already
pray. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so
much. Enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you, and we look forward to your association again in future. And if anybody have no question, nobody have any question, then we can end up the call, Mataji, if your permission is there.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Yeah, I think I overrun it quite a lot.
Sorry. No, Mataji, it's very nice. So, especially I don't get tired or nothing. I just like to more and more hearing.
Thank you. Thank you for your association, everyone.
Vancha kalpataru bhyashtya kripa sindhu bhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Her grace Amal Manjari Mataji ki jai. Hari bol, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for joining today's Chaitanya Bhagavat class. We'll meet tomorrow again. Hari bol, closing the call.
Hari bol.